You're listening to Asbury University's Chapel Podcast, recorded live from our campus in Wilmore, Kentucky. Asbury's Chapel Service hosts speakers from around the world to inspire academic excellence and spiritual vitality. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Amen. You can be seated. We're going to sing some more at the end, so hang on. More worship to come. So I have a daughter, Emily. You've probably seen her around with me on campus a little bit. And Emily loves to play hide and seek. It's her favorite game. She always wants to play hide and seek. And in her developmental stage of life, she hasn't quite figured out that when she can't see me, I can still see her. Do you remember this with little kids? And so she does this really adorable thing. So she wants to play hide and seek. And she, you know, she calls it find. Hide and seek or find. Can you play, Mom? And she'll go and she'll hide like under her bed and she'll scoot all the way under her bed except her little feet will be sticking out. Or she'll get underneath the dining room table and she'll bury her hands, her face in her hands, thinking I can't see her, right? It's so cute. And then if I like let it go on for a while, where's Emily? Where is Emily? She'll start to giggle, like, and she'll start to make little noises to let me know where she is, just in case I didn't know. And she gets so excited. She gets this little like, here, here. And she gets more and more excited until I find her. And that's the best part of the game. Like, she's so delighted to be found. Now, when I hide, I'm not as excited to be found. I like to hide in my bed with the blanket on me. That works for like a good 5-minute nap. Or I like to hide on the couch with all the couch pillows on me so I can like sleep for like 10 minutes. And eventually she will find me, right? It's this like little cute game that we play. And people all over the world play hide and seek. Like every culture, every time, every era. Scholars believe that hide and seek existed before recorded time and recorded history. It's been a game we've played as humanity our entire existence. The first signs of the hide and seek game were in second century art. So hide and seek's been around for a while. And in fact, our earliest ancestors played a hide and seek game in the Garden of Eden. They were hiding from God. They thought that somehow God couldn't see them if they were hiding from him. While all humanity hung in the balance, our human ancestors, Adam and Eve, were hiding from God, thinking that somehow God would not find them. You know, I think sometimes we are like that when we aren't serious about our relationship with God, or we just kind of want to ignore God or not think about God or not be attentive to God. And we think that if we can just hide ourselves over here, that perhaps God will just somehow ignore us or forget about us. God is very serious about finding. God is very serious about not playing hide and seek, about playing find. I wonder today, as we enter into 2025, are you looking for God, hiding for God, or just kind of ignoring God? So I have this little story that I tell of 9-year-old me. And so, you know, I was a shy kid living in Kansas City, Kansas at this time, a shy little kid, started with a new church, and they had a church camping trip where the kids and the youth were invited, and I didn't know anyone. I was pretty insecure and pretty shy. And I remember on that day, we took a hike, and I was at the back of the line with the leaders, which is a great place to be. I mean, come on. And I was at the back of the line with the leaders, and they were chatting over my head, and I was there, you know, not really with the other kids. And so I was following the leaders on this hike, and then at some point, my shoe came untied, and I reached down and sat down on the path to tie my shoe. And when I stood up, the group was gone. And I stood up, and I stood there for a moment, and I realized that I was like at this T in the path. And in front of me was like overgrowth and bushes and trees and all of this. And then the path went to the left and the path went to the right. And I looked down the right and there was no one. And I looked down the left and there was no one. And I was just little 9-year-old me there in the woods. And all I could think of is this little bubble of panic started to rise in me. And I don't know if you've ever had that moment when you were a kid and you were lost in the store or lost wherever. And you had that moment of like, what's good? And as I stood there, and eventually I like sat down on the path and I just started to cry. And in my little 9-year-old self, I don't know if I said the words out loud or said them in my heart or what, but I was saying these words like Emily, like hiding underneath, except there wasn't happy giggles, right? Underneath the table. I was like, here I am. Will anyone find me? You know, sometimes we have these times in life where we call out to God. Here I am, God. Here I am. And they're not always when we are in that panic bubble alone in the woods. You know, sometimes they're just in our everyday life. It's throughout the human condition that we have these moments and we don't know which way to go. We don't know if we should go left or we should go right. We don't know what the next step is. We've come to a dead end. Here I am, God. Will you find me? You know, there's also God who calls out to us. I'm learning this beautiful Hebrew word. It's my word of the year. The word is Hanani, Hanani. It's a Hebrew word that means I am here. Now, it's I am here with readiness, with boldness. It's not like the Hebrews didn't use this when they bumped into each other around the water hole. They didn't use this when they bumped into each other around the fire pit like Hanani. This is like a behold, I am here. This is a strong word. This is a I am here. I am listening word. This isn't like what you would use when you walk into the stews. Hanani. Well, maybe some of you would, but this is not like this. This is not just hey, here I am. This is here I am. It is a strong word in Hebrew. It's a special phrase. It's only used a few times. This is the word that Moses used when he was standing by the burning bush and God called out to him from the burning bush, Moses. And Moses said, Hanani, I am here. I'm listening. Behold, Hanani. This was the word that Moses used when God called him. This is the word that at the moment where Abraham has brought his son Isaac and he's on the altar and Abraham has the knife and he's about ready to plunge it into his son. And in that moment, God calls out Abraham and Abraham says, Hanani, I am here. I'm ready. God, will you speak to me? This is the word. It's a strong word. It's a word of readiness. It's a word of behold. This is the word in 1 Samuel 3 when the Lord called a young boy Samuel. And Samuel's asleep on the mat and he hears this voice, Samuel, Samuel. And he sits up and he says, Hanani, I am here. Hanani, I am here. This is the word that Isaiah uses in his vision. When he hears the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And Isaiah says, here am I, Hanani, send me. So I wonder, in this year, in 2025, in this time in your journey, is God calling out to you? Is God calling your name? Josh, John, Hannah, Becca, Jonah, Noah, Sam, Erica, Jessica, Sarah, is God getting your attention today? Is God calling your name? Is God calling you? I wonder for those of you who said a first yes to Jesus, I wonder if you could go back into your story and remember that first yes. Did you think about it? Do you remember how your whole heart responded to God? Do you remember that moment? Were you a little kid? Was it last year? Was it over Christmas? Was it at the Set Apart retreat? Do you remember when God called you and you responded? You might have had a lot of different feelings. You might have felt a lot of emotion. You might have cried. You might have felt very still. You might have had joy or awe. You might have this experience of holiness. You might have this experience of awe, but you were sure that God was calling you. You were sure that God was finding you. You were the one that the Holy Spirit was seeking, going after, looking for. And you knew in that moment you were found. And it was a really good feeling, wasn't it? It was like when Emily gets found underneath the bed and I grab her by the feet and I yank her out. And she's got this huge smile on her face. She's found. You know what that felt like to be found. I wonder if you were like Samuel, if you were asleep in your spirit and God called you and God called you out and you said, "Hanani, here I am." I wonder if some of you have been like Moses. And you're walking through your ordinary life, and all of a sudden, something happened. There was a conversation. There was a talk. You looked up into the starry sky. You looked across at the ocean waves. There was something that happened in class. There was something that happened on a retreat. There was something that happened here in chapel. You were at the outpouring. There was some way that God got your attention. And all of a sudden, you realized that there was bushes on fire. You realized that God had been getting your attention all along. You realized that God was calling your name. And you said, "Hanani." You didn't know you said "Hanani," but you did. You said, "Hanani," in your spirit. You said, "Yes, God, I'm here." My friend J.D. Walt reminds us, wake up, sleeper. Wake up, sleeper. Like Samuel, wake up, sleeper, you're being called. Some of you were like Mary, going through your life as a teenager, and God called your name and gave you a vision and a mission that you would bear Christ into the world as a pastor, a missionary, a business person, and perhaps you just kind of let that go in the background. You haven't given it much thought for a while. But you know, as I'm saying these words, you know that it happened. You know that God called you out and you responded and you said, "Yes, Lord, I'll do it." You had that moment. Do you know that God is in the habit of calling young adults? God is in the habit of calling teenagers and young adults. It's all through Scripture. There's something about these threshold years that is uniquely open to God. And I've journeyed and walked with college students for a long time through multiple generations of students. And I've seen the similarity of spirit. It's this threshold space where there's this openness to the Spirit of God. And there's a unique movement happening in your time around the world. Your generation is responding to God by the numbers. We're seeing it in stadiums, yes, and we're also seeing it in story after story after story. Asbury is a part of it, but did you know the whole world is a part of it? You're going to hear more about this later this semester in chapel. There's one story that caught my attention. An Anglican pastor in Oxford, England, named Stephen Foster, told the group I was with the story. He said, our youth group is very small. There's just a few. We have a few college students, a few teenagers. We've been praying that God would grow us. And then he said, "You know what happened? Within a few days of each other, two young adults individually showed up who had not been to church before. And they came and they both said, 'In a dream, Jesus showed up to us and called us to church.'" Wow, I love that story. Maybe I should pray, like, "God, would you speak to me in my dreams?" God is seeking people out, and these young adults like you all over the world are saying, "Hanani, here I am." But wait, I have not told you the best part of Hanani yet. I've not told it to you. Twice, are you ready? Twice in Isaiah, God says Hanani to you. God says Hanani to his people. There's once in Isaiah where it says, "You will call and God will answer. You will cry and he will say, 'Hanani, here I am.'" It's so beautiful that there's a time when God shows up to the people of God and says, "Here I am." And we believe that God calls us all the time. We believe that there's a posture of God seeking us. We believe that we have a posture of heart to seek God. And then there's these clear moments where we know without a shadow of a doubt that God is calling us. "Here I am. I am here." And that's what God did in Isaiah. "Here I am." And then again in Isaiah 43:19. You've known it like this: "Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." That "behold" word is the Hebrew word, Hanani. God is saying, "Here I am. I'm showing up. I'm ready to do a new thing." I wonder if God is showing up in your life uniquely in 2025. Ready to do a new thing. I wonder if God is saying to you, "Hanani, I am here." I don't know about you, but I know that I can get pretty preoccupied with everything else. I can get pretty busy with my own stuff and my own worries. I can spend more time counting my anxieties than I can spend counting the stars in the sky. I can get more obsessed with my problems than I can be in seeking the face of God. Hanani, here I am. You know, I wonder on that path when I was 9 years old, right? And I was sitting on that path and looking to the right, no one, looking to the left, no one. And I was crying. And actually, when I was a kid growing up, I had a little bit of a fear of being lost or forgotten. I was, that time I lived in Kansas City, my parents were both public school teachers and I got off the bus myself. I was a latchkey kid. I lived in the kind of a not great apartment complex, and I would let myself in, and I would sit in my house. This is before cell phones, right? This is before anything, just me. And I would sit in my house, and I would get really, really nervous that something would happen to my parents, and I would even sometimes cry. Like, where are they? And I'd be watching the watch, like, will they be home at 4:45? Remember, they had to be home by 4:45. And I would sit there for that hour or whatever. And I kind of carried that spirit with me for quite a long time. And that spirit of fear of being forgotten or left or abandoned. And so all of that came together in my little 9-year-old self when I was sitting there crying. And eventually I stopped crying. And my little self was praying that prayer that we pray all the time, right? The very best prayer to pray. Help me, God. Help me, Jesus. I don't know what to do in my little soul. You know, and eventually it got a little quiet. And I started to just sit and listen. And then I heard it. I heard these voices. I heard people like playing football or something, people passing a frisbee. And I looked up and I realized that in that shrubbery, there was a hidden little space, a hidden like little part of the path. And someone, they apparently had like squeezed their bodies through the path. And then right on the other side of that shrubbery was my youth group. And, you know, unfortunately, they had not even missed me. I like skedaddled my little body, and there I stood, and they were in the meadow, like playing frisbee, hanging out, not missing me. But I was found. And I tell you that story because I remember that moment. I remember that moment of feeling found. I wonder if you remember that moment of feeling found. Wake up, sleeper. Listen, look, stop moving. Hanani, God is here. We're going to take some time to consecrate or reconsecrate ourselves to God in 2025. You know, consecrate means is a word that means from like Romans 12. It means to put yourself on the altar as a living sacrifice. It means to give over all of yourself to God. It's a way of saying, Hanani, here I am, God. Will you use me? What will you have me do? What will you have me be? I'm all yours. I'm totally available to you. It's Hanani. It's also the space where God says to you, Hanani, I am here. I am here for your good, for your holiness, for your future. I am here that you will know me. I am here with vision and purpose and plan for your life. I am here not because there's only like this one right turn and if you miss it, you're lost forever. No, I am here because I am the God who consecrates the detours. I am the God when you go the wrong direction. I go right with you and I walk with you and somehow I make it my business to turn it around. I am the God who says, see, I'm doing a new thing. In the days of the outpouring, we learned about consecration. And you may not know that almost every worship leader was consecrated in prayer for a length of time. God, will you use them? They belong to you. Let nothing come between you and them. And you know, we believe that for today. We believe that for 2025. We believe that for you. We believe that for me. We're on a holiness journey together here. Hanani. If you are a faculty or staff member who's come to pray that prayer of Hanani, would you go to your places? I want you all to visibly see your community, your faculty and staff. They're going to come around this place. They're going to encircle you and pray over you. They're praying over you in their spirit. But I want you to also see with your eyes the representation of this community coming around you like a hedge of protection, coming around you and saying, you are found. You are found. You belong to God. Do you not perceive it? God is doing a new thing in you. God is doing a new thing in me. Hanani, will you say it? Will you give this year in a fresh way to God? We're going to sing several songs together, and I would invite you, Renewed class, there's people up there in your area. Y'all turn around and look. There's people in the back. There's people up here. You don't have to go far from your seats. If you're in the back half, you can go to the back. Front half, you can go to the front. But I wonder that as we sing, would you come forward and would you allow one of these staff or faculty member to just pray a prayer of blessing over you to say, you are blessed in God. You belong to God. This year belongs to God. They would love to pray for you. I wish that every single one of you would go forward and just have them say, put their hands on your head and say, you belong to God. God is calling you. Hanani, what will this year be for you? Here you are. Here I am. Our altar is also open. You can do that yourself as well. But will you come? We're going to sing. Will you stand? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, thank you for reaching out to little 9-year-old me. Thank you for reaching out to little latchkey me. Thank you for saying, Hanani, here I am, Sarah, for you. Thank you that you say that to me today. Like you say, Hanani, I am here for you, Sarah. Behold, Jesus, Jesus, will you turn our eyes to you? Would you open up our spirit to hear you? We are asleep like Samuel on the mat, but we want you to wake us up, Jesus. We know that we can't hide from you. We know that you only play one game, and it's called found. You are not a hide-and-seek God. You are a finder's keeper's kind of God, and we are all in today for that. So Jesus, will you come and pour yourself out on these beautiful, beautiful students? Let's sing together.